Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I woke up today in such a positive mood, and I really wanted to use that emotion and that feeling to make today's episode. Today's episode is all about how to live a more fulfilling life. And I feel like I can really speak to this because I myself have created the most fulfilling, joyous life possible for myself. And I can say that with conviction. I think for many years, I was chasing a lot of different things, right? I was someone who thought that certain things, like certain tangible things, would give me purpose, would give me meaning, would make me feel better, and some things did and some things didn't. And there was a lot of trial and error in growing into the version of myself that I am today. And although I don't think I'll ever be finished growing and evolving, I can truly say to you guys that I'm so content with where I'm at. And I've really learned to be where my feet are. So at 27 years young, I really like who I am. I really like what I've done with my life. And I really feel so proud of how I've chosen to live my life. And I wanted to share this with you guys today. If you feel a little bit stuck or unsure of how to navigate a journey of fulfillment. Now, of course, I do believe that everybody has a different version of what they view as fulfillment. For me, it's a multitude of things, right? I think that waking up every day with a purpose, with a mission, with some sort of ambition is at the top of my list, and that is something that gives me like true meaning and purpose in my life. I also think having a good circle around me of people who feel like home, who feel special to me, that is pretty up there as well. Being able to provide for myself in a way where I not only am able to curate the life of my dreams, but also have like a safe and secure feeling to my life. I think that a lot of people always get lost in the sauce when they think about money, right? Like they're like, oh, if I had money, like I would do this and I would do that. Not even realizing that there is so much that comes from being abundant and having your finances in order. There's so much security. There's so much comfort. There's so much beauty that you can create. So I think a part of my fulfillment has been becoming more financially free, but it's also the things that are tied to the money that make me feel really good. It's being able to go out and start a new project in my home that is maybe like a hobby that I really enjoy, and I'm able to really foot the expense of whatever project that is with ease and then be able to do that hobby effortlessly. So I think that's kind of what I view money as like a benefit in my life because of things like that. So I also think that it's being able to roll with the punches. Like having a fulfilling life isn't always going to be the best life. You're not going to always have the best day, but you can look for like the lessons and the moments in the hard times in a different way. Like you have just a different perspective on what this is doing for you and not what it's doing to you, which I think is really important. And I also think that you're able to like fill into your own cup in a way where you don't feel like you're being selfish. You don't feel like you're obsessed with yourself, but you're doing this because you know that everybody benefits when you're in a good place. So it's kind of like just realizing so many things and having like that self-actualized moment that you cannot give back effortlessly. You can't give back without resentment and bitterness if you're not giving to yourself, if you're not creating a path for yourself that is happy and joyous and harmonious for you. So that is something that's really crucial. And you just have like that feeling of contentment. And I do believe that like the difference between being content and being complacent is the matter of realizing that complacency is about just kind of settling, where contentment is about living in the now and being really happy with where you're at. So I think that there is a little bit of a difference there. So striving for contentment is a beautiful thing. And as someone who has been content for a really long time, I can say that it allows you to enjoy the present moments and the little things a little bit more. So I say all this to say that I really want to help you guys walk in your fulfillment journey. This is something that will change the trajectory of your life. You will have better relationships. You will have a better outlook on life. You will love yourself deeper. You will have more opportunities. You will see things from a different perspective, and it just opens up so many doors for you. It's the most amazing thing, and you actually start to realize that during this time of seeking your fulfillment, you're ascending higher and higher, and there's definitely trials and tribulations along the way, of course, right? Where you're going to get knocked down a few notches, or you're going to have a hard moment, or you're going to be annoyed, and you're going to want to revert back to your old ways. But the more that you ascend and grow, you're going to start to see that so many people are not tapping into their untapped potential, and they are living so beneath their desires, and you can tell by the way that they look. And an unfulfilled person doesn't look one type of way. Like, I think a lot of people will say, if you're broke, you're unfulfilled, and if you're rich, you're not. That is not the case. I see plenty of people who have possessions and things, like they have tangible things and a beautiful life, seemingly, but there's something very much missing from them. Their aura is off. They just don't look well, and it's because they have not seeked the best version of themselves. They have not attempted to ascend in a way where they are able to bring beauty into their life all around. And tangible things and different moments of their life will never fulfill them because they put so much meaning into things that had nothing to do with the journey that was meant for them. So I want to kind of discuss this in detail today, and I'm hoping that it can shed some light on your fulfillment journey and help and guide you if you have been just feeling really stuck and unfulfilled recently. I kind of just wrote down a few different things that I think will really help you, and I'm hoping that it can guide you in a way where you feel better, happier, and just pretty much more capable. So let's get into it. Okay, the first thing that I think is really crucial in a journey to fulfillment is to pursue yourself, to pursue your passions, and eradicate inner and external critiques. Let's kind of go with the latter first. If you are on a validation journey and an acceptance journey, you have to let it go. Always wanting other people to accept you, to validate you, to make you feel important will be a fight that will waste your time. It is such a time waster to stress about other people's thoughts. A lot of people's perceptions are projections, and they end up projecting a lot of things that they see in their own life that maybe really isn't how you view things. And they are projecting that onto you and making you feel and think the same way. You really have to be able to create a barrier between other people's thoughts and even your own negative inner critiques, because this is preventing you from pushing the needle forward. If you really want to live a fulfilling life, pursuing yourself wholeheartedly will always be the best first step. Now, this can look like a lot of different things. This can look like leaving a very difficult relationship. This can be pursuing a passion project that you've been putting on the back burner. This can be starting a wellness journey. This can be journaling. It can be anything that has to do with the pursuit of yourself. When we are chasing things that have nothing to do with us, it leads us down a dead-end road. You have to believe that if something is meant for you, it's going to come to you. It's called alignment. So whenever I'm having moments of strife where I'm getting met with some sort of resistance from something, I learn to just pull myself back and say, okay, Haley, what can you do in this exact moment that will actually help you and will actually be beneficial to your journey? And the answer is always pursue myself. Pursue something that has to do with me, because that's the only thing right now that you can control and that you can maneuver. So that can be so many different things. When you are in constant pursuit of other things and other people, you're not focusing on what is important in your life. So a lot of people view certain things as achievements that aren't actually achievements to them, which is why it's so crucial to sit with yourself and say, is this my own thought, or is this something that was taught to me? Was this something that I've absorbed over time and felt conditioned to feel? I remember when I first became single, so many people were so worried about me, and not necessarily people that knew me, but people that didn't know me online. And I remember thinking, like, oh my God, like, should I be worried? Should I be concerned? Because when I first became single, I really wasn't. I knew that this decision was for my best interest. And it was the first time in my life where I was pursuing myself and not gaining something initially. Like, a lot of the things that I did were very selfish in the past, and they had to do with like monetary gain, or had to do with validation, or it was something that had to do with like instant gratification. But choosing myself and walking away from a relationship that wasn't necessarily toxic, it just wasn't for me, was really for my best interest. It was a bigger picture best interest, because initially, my life was flipped upside down. I had, you know, to learn how to navigate life as a single woman. I had to learn how to take care of two dogs on my own. I had to learn how to eat alone and all of these things. And that was something that was uncomfortable for me, but I did it with ease because I wasn't super concerned about my future. I say all this to say that so many people are so afraid of what things are going to be like if they're pursuing themselves. And I can sit here and tell you guys right now, as someone who did, it is the most beautiful and liberating experience that you can ever go through. You learn so much about yourself when you stop chasing things that aren't for you. You start learning so much about your passions and your dreams. And when you put your energy into things, it creates something. And when you don't put your energy into things, it also doesn't create things. So let's just say you're putting a lot of your energy into gossip and hate and negativity. Well, that's what your reality is gonna look like. And when you don't put your energy into those things, and then you start putting your energy into your passions and your dreams and your wellness, you see those things become better. So really, where energy flows is where it goes. And that is something that you really need to pay attention to in your fulfillment journey. And it will make you feel so much more whole as a person. So pursue your passions, pursue yourself, and stop listening to outside critiques or your own inner thoughts that are negative. The next thing that I think is so crucial in having a fulfilling life, and this is really important for me, is romanticizing small wins, celebrating like any type of moment that was special to me, even if it was small, and rewarding myself often for any positive outcome or experience. So this is really big. I think a lot of us wait until certain moments of our life to celebrate or to romanticize things or to enjoy them, which essentially means that little things that we go through throughout our life are not worth celebrating, are not worth sitting with and being like, wow, that was great. I'm a Cancer. My birthday is July 14th. I'm a very sentimental person. And I think for many years, when you see other people not being sentimental, it can naturally like weigh on you and you're like, oh, okay, like I get it. It's not that big of a deal. But if you want to live a fulfilling life, start making a big deal out of things that are important to you, even if it's just a small thing. I have learned to be where my feet are and to celebrate every small win in my life. Even if it's going to the gym for a week, or leaving a toxic relationship, or sticking up for yourself for the first time, or doing something like starting a new habit, or having like a hobby that brings you purpose and you're realizing that you're sticking to it, or it can literally just be anything. Not always is getting married, having children, and building the life of your dreams with your career the only achievements in your life. There are so many things that we achieve daily that we are not celebrating and being present with. If you want to live a fulfilling life, you romanticize the small stuff. You celebrate the little things, and you reward yourself for all of the things that you've done that were good, or the experiences that you've had that brought you purpose and meaning. So that is huge for me. When I think about how I've been able to curate the most fulfilling life for myself, I think about how I've romanticized like cooking for myself, and how I've romanticized hosting. Like, that's like a moment for me. So like, I used to think that I would have to host people during special occasions, like, I don't know, holidays or birthdays. But what if I wanted to just host for a movie night? So then I go out and I get florals and I get food and I you know, really tap into my creative aspects and the things that bring me purpose and meaning. And I use my craft and my creativity to celebrate, reward, or enjoy a moment. It doesn't always have to be this big day, this monumental experience for you to enjoy it. You can host, you can do things, you can celebrate things, you can reward yourself for things that are little. And the more that you do that, the more you enjoy your life, the more fulfillment you have. And you just become a person who is able to just make beauty out of anything. I really am such a sentimental person, and I can always find a way to make something more meaningful than maybe it was to an average person. And I've been even working on that more and more each day. So if I have like a bunch of different things that I end up doing that are sentimental to me, maybe I'll share that in another episode so you guys can get some ideas on how to really use this time and make it a special occasion. But essentially, I really want you guys to understand that romanticizing your life and making it special and not just viewing like monumental things that like the patriarch tells you that you should have as like achievements and you only celebrate those things, you need to understand that, yeah, getting the job, quitting your job, starting a business, getting a dog, you can celebrate those things too and just be present with that and allow yourself to just be where your feet are and to enjoy that moment for what it is. Okay, this is huge when it pertains to relationships, okay? When I think of someone who is fulfilled relationally, I think of someone who chooses their partner based off of alignment. So they choose a partner that has their own independence, has their own, you know, set of values and morals and whatever that align with yours, and they have their own life, and you guys mesh that together and create a partnership. If something doesn't feel like that and it feels misaligned or it feels incorrect or uncomfortable, it's probably because it is. So you need to stop chasing things that are not for you and stop choosing beneath your caliber and become someone who believes that what you desire is what you'll actually get. If you want to live a fulfilling life, then you have to be someone who sets a standard for yourself and then believes you're going to get it. Stop being someone who has these limiting beliefs about love and relationships and friendships and even just any type of connection that you have in your life where you believe that you're never going to have this, you're never going to have that. A huge thing in pursuing yourself, which was my first point, is the more that you pursue yourself, the more you align with the things that you are. So I really do believe that if you have like these aspirations to have like a particular partner for yourself and a particular lifestyle for yourself, creating it within your own life first is the perfect way to align with it. And then to also believe that you deserve it. And that just takes a lot of healing and unlearning and just trying to affirm yourself throughout your life. But stop chasing and stop choosing things that are beneath you. Every single person that does that is unhappy. I don't care what they say. They can buy everything under the sun. They can have the most amazing support system. They can be the skinniest, the prettiest, the richest person. If they are choosing something that does not feel aligned and is hurting them in some way and just doesn't feel right, they are never going to truly be fulfilled, which is why you see all of these rich people so unhappy in relationships. You think, how could you be unhappy? Look at your life. And it's like, because they didn't choose something that was aligned. They didn't choose something that felt right. And that is why it's so crucial that we're very selective about who we choose to lay down with, who we choose to marry, who we choose to partner up with, because this person will determine how your life is going to look from here on out. You choose the wrong person, you're choosing a completely wrong life for yourself. And no matter what you do in your daily routine, you can't fix that fact. And you can argue with me all day. It doesn't bother me. What I need you guys to understand is partnership is crucial. And it is something that will make or break your fulfillment, which is why pursuing yourself is so important so that you can sit with yourself until that person comes. Because if you're in constant pursuit of others, you're never going to truly love yourself enough to choose good, to choose better, and to choose right. So that is something that I need you guys to sit with. And yeah, it might mean leaving certain relationships. It might mean saying no and kissing a few frogs along the way, but it's the best thing for you. And for those who are like, oh, you know, you're going to just be an old, you know, picky woman. Listen, do not threaten me with a good time. I much rather be a single, old, picky woman than be with the wrong person. And for anyone who would choose the alternative, well, you're not my people. That is not something that to me sounds like the better, more feasible option for my life. If you create true fulfillment in your world, you don't need anyone or anything. You want, you maybe would love to have them there, but it's not a necessity in your happiness. What creates the most joy and fulfillment all comes from within. Now, this kind of goes into my next topic, which has to do with connections, and it's surrounding yourself with positive people. This will also make or break your life. If you are surrounded by jealous, hateful, angry, bitter, resentful people, that is going to be your reality. That's what you're going to be surrounded by, no matter how much positivity you shove into your own brain and how much you distance yourself from that person, but you still see them enough. You are going to be a part of that world. It's just how human nature works. So when you start surrounding yourself with more aligned people, people who choose happiness, people who choose themselves, people who want to do better and who want to grow, and it's not always about, you know, well, how can I find the richest, most, you know, well-connected person in the room? No, that's not what I mean. This is more about character. This is more about morality. This is more about values. This is about someone who can lay in the grass with you and just laugh. Who is able to really find the beauty in after 4 days of cloudiness, the sun coming out on the fifth day was like the moment that they just had the best day. That's me. When I see the sun when I wake up in the morning, I already know it's going to be a good day. And I really just enjoy being around people who can find the beauty in the little things. And that actually does add to my life. Now, I do really think it's nice to be friends with people who have things that we naturally don't have, but it's not a necessity. And you don't want to have friends that have something that you don't have, and that's the only reason for your friendship with them. There has to be another underlying meaning that has to do with moral compass and values. So that is something that I really want you guys to sit and think about, and how you can get more aligned friendships and connections, because who you surround yourself with will really determine your fate and allow you to feel more fulfilled and happy in your current life. And the last thing that I think is crucial in your fulfillment journey, and this is something that will allow you to just continuously pour into your own cup and just be the best version of yourself, is becoming a student of life. You have to let yourself grow and learn and travel and have a bunch of different firsts constantly. Those who are experiencing the same thing or little to no growth are usually the most bitter. If you are someone who is constantly educating yourself, learning, growing, evolving, even making mistakes, that is going to bring you closer to your fulfillment journey. It's going to allow you to feel like, wow, I've done all that I needed to do, because you're constantly doing, you're constantly expanding, you're constantly like becoming a person who is better than your yesterday's self. And I really do think that like in the pursuit of becoming better, there has to be like an underlying message in education and experiencing things and having a bunch of firsts and traveling. Those are the people who are able to really feel fulfilled. I know for me that traveling is going to be at the top of my list for things that I want to really do in my 30s. I want to be able to curate an entire like year or two to just going away and doing things and seeing the world, because I know that that will also just bring me closer to my own culture, because I would love to like visit places that I'm from, and also just allow me to expand my knowledge and become more well-versed on people and things and different types of experiences. It's just going to make you a better person and a better human. Experiencing new things, trying new things, even just embracing different hobbies, that is going to allow you to feel fulfilled. You being a person who is pursuing yourself, pursuing your goals and dreams, going after things that you've never done or tried before, you know, always starting different hobbies or doing things just for the principle of wanting to be happy. That is what's going to make you feel fulfilled. I hope that you guys got something out of today's topic. I'm sure I have so much more to touch on, but these are all the things that I could think of right this second. I really think that living unfulfilled is super common, and I don't want you to be upset with yourself for it, but now is the time for you to take the reins of your own life and try to do some of the things that I said today. It's a really beautiful feeling to wake up every day knowing that you love your life, and not many people can say that, but you can if you want to. It's up to you. And if you were dealt not the best deck of cards, you get to shuffle them. You get to shuffle them and start over. Nobody's holding you back but you. And yes, I do believe that some people's journeys are easier than others, but that doesn't mean that you should just stop right there. You should still be in the pursuit of having a life that is worth living and wanting to live in it every day. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will speak to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.